Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dutch Dotterer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Veal reaches second base with a double. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Connell for the out. Veal moves to third. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh takes first base on ball four. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estrada fields it and has Veal trapped. Estrada throws to third, and Robinson tags Veal for the out. Keogh moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is hit by the pitch. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klaus moves to second. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estrada fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herzog. The throw from Dotterer and he is safe. Herzog steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Veal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keough takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada fires to first and picks off Klaus. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0 for 1 in the game. Estrada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dotterer hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0 for 1 in the game. Daniels strikes out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Veal takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herzog bunts towards first. Long fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herzog moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gentile is hit by the pitch. Herzog moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Keogh hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Senators, 1. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitling moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Clint Courtney now catching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Klaus hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dotterer strikes out. Courtney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dotterer out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chet Boak pinch hits for Benny Daniels. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Veal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Connell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Sisler now pitching. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Herzog moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Herzog moves to third. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Keough strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Woodling reaches third base with a triple. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woodling scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Snyder bunts towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hansen moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair bunts towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to third for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on O'Connell. Snyder scores. Adair moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Orioles. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to third. Courtney moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Jim Busby now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dotterer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Dutch Dotterer. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Veal hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.